welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. We are in a time of transition into a new season. Now, transition isn't always easy because, you know, when you're moving into transition, that means you're coming out of a time where things might not have worked, or it's kind of unusual, and we're moving into a new time that has not been fully revealed. So the Lord is calling us up right now to help bridge the gap for this major transition into 2022 over the next few months to go on a three-month prayer assignment. And I want to talk more about that. So Lord, we pray right now that you would open up the heavens over this word. It was one of the more powerful words I've gotten in a while, where the Lord showed me these things. I had missed this. In Jesus' name, we ask for the anointing, the power. We ask for the encouragement right now. There's something happening. In fact, angels are being assigned right now as we speak, as I'm praying. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to recap the prophetic word that I had gotten. It was in October, the 1st of October. I forgot it. I saw some things happening. I was like distracted for a minute because angels are being assigned. I saw these virtually even over people happening right now. And there's some prayer instructions that came. Jeremiah 6:16 and 17. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. The Lord is opening up the ancient paths to those who want to go deeper in intimacy and higher in spiritual wisdom, revelation, and understanding. Now, reach out to the Lord right now. You just ask Him to speak to you. Ask Him. Just keep on. He's going to do it. He's going to open up the heavens over you. There's some things that you can do on prayer. That's where the prayer is going to open this stuff up. And ask Him to reveal any hidden things, anything that you need as you're moving in to this transition of the new season. You know, the Lord's calling people right now to contend for the battle for what is coming. He wants you to contend for it, which means, you know, step up right now. But many people are saying, oh, Doug, I don't have any strength. Well, that's okay. Write this down. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They will walk and not be faint. The Lord is releasing an Isaiah 40, 31 anointing to give you strength to be able to pray, to be able to break through. I got it. I tell you, over the last few weeks, I've just gotten the supernatural strength to step up in the midst of the storm. The Lord is sending you new supernatural strength and a major impartation of refreshment. It's available right now. You know, it's not like my whole life is walking in this all the time. I just get it in glimpses, get the drink, kind of like getting that drink of water while you're on a marathon, or, you know, I've never ran a marathon, but, you know, while you're doing something and you get that drink of water, it's going to get you to the next level. So there was a major attack and damages from the pandemic. Habakkuk 2:1, it was the biggest one. We are in right now, this time, where we lost a huge prayer covering. I didn't even realize this. You know, I knew that we were damaged in the area of finances, sickness, you know, challenges of not being able to meet together, the challenges of the violence that got, you know, all this stuff that happened, and the storehouses being drained. I was looking at all that. Just last month, the Lord said, you know what the biggest one was? It was against your prayer covering on earth. Your intercessors, the elderly and the mature in Christ, went to heaven prematurely. The enemy took out a whole layer of the Habakkuk 2:1 watchman. Habakkuk 2:1, I will stand at my watch and I will station myself on the ramparts and I will look and see what he will say to me and I will give an answer. So we're in an urgent need to rebuild our walls of intercession, because we have 3 months as we're moving into 2022. There's some major things coming, but we must first bridge the gap to get there. The Lord said, he gave me this word. He said that this is an urgent call for prayer over the next 3 months. Romans 13:11. He's going to wake us up. And now do this, knowing the time. That now is high time to awaken out of a sleep, for now our salvation draws near. The Lord said, I'm going to wake people out of a sleep. He said, now is the time. And that's the way I felt. I woke up and was like, whoa, I didn't even realize this. These words I've been saying about the revelation come from the Word of God, that I've been reading these things all along, and suddenly I got the revelation, and then he spoke to me. The Lord is calling people like you and me. I am an intercessor, but he's calling people who don't consider themselves to be intercessors to step up into a 3-month special task force from heaven. It's an assignment to pray, to fill the gaps, October, November, and December. The original word I heard was it might kind of shift over a little bit into January because there's going to be some transition, but we need to restore the watchmen. They were there. My goodness. I didn't even realize. I did feel like, my goodness, I kept saying, I feel like my prayer covering. In fact, I did get hit by prayer covering during the pandemic the last couple of years. But I just felt like, you know, we've strengthened our prayer covering right now. But Psalm 127:1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. But unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. This group, these were the unknowns. These were the elderly or the mature. The unknowns, some of them were, you know, were retired, refired. Some of them were sick. You know, one of the biggest intercessors I've ever had in my life prayed me into my calling was an older woman who was even laid out on her bed in a nursing home. And she prophesied over me when I was 6 years old. And then when I was in my early 30s, she was in a nursing home, and she found out that I finally made it and answered the call. And that's what I'm just saying. You don't have to be an intercessor. You just need to pray. The Lord is causing this group. Look at Psalm 127:1. They were actually allowing us to build or labor not in vain, because they were guarding the city. The watchmen were staying awake. They were up, and there's still some around right now, but we need to fill the gap. And since many of our watchmen have now gone to heaven, the Lord is now preparing us to step up into the watchman prayer. So be sure to check out that full prophetic word. It's in my Spirit Connection podcast, episode 201, The Ancient Paths and Special Assignments. This is special prayer assignments plus others. So this week, I want to talk about that 3-month prayer assignment that the Lord's calling us to. You know, prayer is something we all know. We all know it's good. We need it. But usually it's the last thing we do. I tell you, I've been that way a lot in my life. Recently, the last few years, I've had to discipline myself. Oh my goodness. Once I did, I got back into this place of prayer and it changes things. You don't have to pray long. Maybe you are a long prayer. You know, some people are. I'm not. I just like, I give prophetic words. I give them short, fast, you know. The daily prophetic's kind of like that. It's the same with my prayers. I'm kind of like a power prayer. But you could be a long prayer or a power prayer. It doesn't matter. The Lord wants you to step up right now. Even though you might not know what to do, God's doing something new. Luke 6:12, the anointing of Jesus. On one of those days, Jesus went out to the mountainside to spend time in prayer, and he spent the entire night praying to God. Jesus himself, who was walking with the Holy Spirit and the Lord, spent time. Now, you don't have to spend the whole night, but that's what this group would do. They would, the ones that had been taken out, they would spend the whole night. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Write this down. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Underline, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. People wonder what they're, oh my goodness, what's God's will for my life? 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 is to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. That means stop grumbling, stop complaining, and start stepping into this place. This is God's will, is to rejoice, pray, and give thanks. And once you get there, that will shift your life, I tell you. You know, you can be in a place of prayer and communing with God all the time. It can be inside your mind, and or it can be, you know, it can be praying out loud. And it doesn't have to be the way I am. I have some organized prayer, okay. I have a prayer outline I use, and I'm going to be doing some training next month on this, how to step into it, you know, and how to step up into what God's calling. Watch for that coming next month. But it doesn't matter what you do, how you do it. You just need to do it. But there are some key things that you can do right now. When you combine your prayers with worship, it will change things. Now, it could be in your mind or with others. In fact, there's a power when you get with others, but you can do all three. Recently, I was under attack, you know, heavy-duty attack when I was trying to burst some of this stuff out. And then the Lord began to speak to me about shifting the spiritual atmosphere. So I always have worship music on, and I started putting YouTube worship, you know, on my, I have a Roku connected to my TV. You might have something, I don't know, whatever you might have. So I started putting YouTube worship, like Bethel, Hillsong, it didn't matter. I just had it going all the time in my atmosphere. It was shifting the atmosphere. I was turning it on even when I wasn't home, shifting the atmosphere. Then at one point, I put my Bluetooth in. You know, that makes you look, actually it makes you fit in if you're praying out loud. Here in L.A., we've got cereal Christians. They are fruits, flakes, and nuts. We're on fire for the Lord, but they'll cause you to be able to fit it. No, I'm kidding about that. That's a joke for those who are comedically impaired. But listen, I put this on now. I've got my cell phone, and I can have worship music playing low, and I'm in a place of worship even though I'm communing and communicating with people around me. It looks like I'm on the phone, I tell you. I'm dialing up heaven right now because as I was doing this, it shifted things, especially when I was going through a rough time. Now, it's great. See, we're doing this alone right now. We're in communion with the Lord. It's even greater if you do it with other people. That's why there's power and agreement. Satan has gotten us out of unity. He's been hitting right now with the pandemic, trying to break people up, the ability to meet together. Also, these attacks of division. My goodness, we got to get back out of that thing. Matthew 18:19, Jesus said, again, truly, I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. This does not mean that everything that you pray is going to come about. What he was trying to say is the power of agreement. One could put 1,000 to flight. Two could put 10,000 to flight. Deuteronomy 32:30. Ecclesiastes 4:12. It's my favorite. This is what I tell people all the time. The one may be overpowered. Two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. If you're praying by yourself and you need a breakthrough, let's say that you're getting hit hard and you need a breakthrough, then I would recommend not just praying by yourself, but defend themselves with two or get three people and you'll get a breakthrough. So this just shows us that prayer alone is great, but prayer in agreement, you need to do the combination of both. And I do it. I call when I'm taking a drive, whatever. I try to get with other people and pray as much as I can. This does not mean that you can't pray alone at all, okay? You can also agree with the Bible, agree with the word of the Lord. We can find a way. Jesus, you know, his words will bring peace and encouragement. John 16:33. Have I not told you these things? Now listen, this is a power. John 16:33. Have I not told you these things? So that you may have peace in this world. You will have trouble, but take heart, for I overcame the world. It's a powerful thing. He's even saying that. Jesus said, listen, my words are true. That I gave you these words. He says, I've told you these things so that you can have peace. Referring to about his written word, but also it's a prophetic. It's the spoken word. It's the words I'm speaking or others are speaking right now. Now, Jesus is the great intercessor before the throne. And in fact, Romans 8:34, Jesus Christ who died is more than, he was raised to life, and he is now seated at the right hand of God interceding for us because of what Jesus did on the cross and overcoming death. He's now given that authority to us in delegation. He's delegated it to us. Right now, Jesus is interceding for you at the right hand of God the Father. Wow. Once you grasp this, that Jesus is praying, that what he did in his authority of prayers, then you can step into this place. It's called Ephesians 2:6. And God raised us up with Christ and seated. We are seated with him in heavenly realms. You are seated with Christ right now in heavenly realms. And it's a spiritual authority. The key to this is to allow the Spirit of God to connect you with the Lord. And that would be far above the problems. It doesn't mean you have to stay there all the time. That's great. I try to. But the plan of the enemy is to knock you out of this place. And once you start getting this fear and worry, you start getting that stuff, kick that off and get seated with Christ once again. Then there's another power. The power of praying in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:15. What shall I do then? I will pray with my spirit. I will also pray with my own understanding. I will sing with my spirit. I will also sing with my understanding. So we can pray in the Spirit. It can be tongues. It doesn't matter. Don't get hung up on the tongues part. You can pray in the Spirit. It can be a new song. It can be whatever. You can pray regular songs. Pray with your understanding. Or pray and pray with your spirit. So there's power in singing and worshiping. Romans 8:26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what we ought to pray, for then the Spirit himself intercedes for us with wordless groans. Now, don't get hung up on any of those tongues and any of that stuff. I pray in tongues. I pray in knowledge. I pray in the Spirit. I pray through songs. Just do it. It doesn't matter. The conclusion. Let me just wrap this up. Because this is the instructions that the Lord showed me about the three-month assignment. It's Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer. Be watchful and thankful. The Lord is calling us right now to devote time to prayer, to stay alert. Doesn't mean you have to pray all the time. You don't have to pray all night. Pray the way God takes you. You know, he does it. And many of the elderly and the mature who went to heaven early because of the pandemic or sicknesses or death, many of these were our prayer warriors that was keeping the covering over us. The Lord is calling us right now for a three-month prayer assignment. You can watch this later on and pick this up. Doesn't matter. God is outside of time. I'll be doing another podcast on training how to do this even greater. But even if you don't feel like you're an intercessor, the Lord wants you to step up and pray the best you can. There's no formula, but I'm going to give you some guidelines how to pray. Habakkuk 2:1, I will stand at my watch and position myself on the ramparts, and I will look and see what he has to say to me. So there is a place. You can be at that place. You can ask the Lord to open your eyes that you can see how to pray. Ask him to open your mind that you can know how to pray. Pray for the gaps that we have in the walls of intercession to be filled. Pray for the disunity and the violence to be healed. Pray for the financial blessings and releases. Pray for salvations of people that will come to the Lord in the midst of this. Pray for safe vaccines and anointing and healing anointing over COVID-19. My goodness, people are asking me how to pray. Look around and pick any of these things. Pray as the Lord leads you. I'm going to pray right now. Lord, I pray for this word. I pray for the instructions, and this is a three-month assignment that you're calling us to. I pray that you would release the anointing right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Woo. DougAddison.com, my website. But we're doing a replay of an online training that I did called Restoring Your Financial Storehouses. I want you to get a hold of it. You know, if you can do this, DougAddison.com/storehouses. It's a 2-hour training on these things. And it's a special price even for $27 for a short time. It's unbelievable what the amount of revelation the Lord is revealing right now. Be encouraged. Be rejoicing always. Stay in the place of prayer. And I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.